Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network. It's Mark Rawson. I'd like to welcome you to the Saint Germain Radio Show. Today is Tuesday, October 10th. We're really excited to have everybody on the air this evening. As always, the show is on once a month, and you have the great trio on today. We have Brigitte, who's going to be doing some channeling, Mike, who did that beautiful introduction music and who's going to be doing some music during the show this evening. That music is actually channeled. Find out more about his music and this channeling and all this great stuff, you can go to the websites of Mike to hear some of his music, download it. It has incredible stuff available on his website at www.mike, that's MikeSnyderCC.com. And of course, our friend Brigitte will be channeling this evening. I was going to get it in reverse and say that Saint Germain will be channeling Brigitte. That would be very interesting.
Yeah, that would be fun.
But Brigitte will be actually channeling whatever comes through, and sometimes that changes a couple times. Somewhere in that process, we usually end up with Saint Germain, which I think a lot of us know. Of course, we work with a lot of the different Ascended Masters and Archangels, so we're really happy to have everybody on. Of course, to find out more about Brigitte, her retreats, the work that she can do with you one-on-one remotely, you can go to her website at lightbridge101.com. Now, if you missed any of those links, as I often do, you can get it off of our radio website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. My name's Mark. I'll be doing something called the Diksha Blessing this evening. And adding to the work I'll be doing this evening during the music, I'll actually be sending prayers of support and healing to the people in California and, of course, the people down on the coast that are getting hit with yet another storm. But you didn't call in or you're not tuned in to listen to the weather network, so I'm going to turn this over to Brigitte.
Well, thank you, Mark. Yes, all of our love goes out to all of the survivors of, I mean, you can say it, the elements, wind, water, air, fire. Oh, my God. It's like it's hitting America everywhere, probably the whole world. But right now the focus is really on America. So please know that our prayers go out to all of you who have suffered, who have lost, who have to start over again. I cannot even begin to imagine what that must be like if you're forced to start over again. So my love is with you. And yeah, great, Mark. I'm so glad that during the Diksha you're going to send some energy to everybody as well. And I'm sure that the Masters of the Hierarchy of Light through us will send love and light to everyone through those who are listening. You're becoming then a transceiver and you're going to send it into your surrounding and into your neighborhood and into your communities. And that's really how it always works. You think that this is a closed network, but really you're creating a gridwork of love and light that as you receive, you also send out and you keep on giving, keep on giving. And isn't that what our work is? We open ourselves up to the beautiful love and light of the Hierarchy of Light or the angels, the masters, and bring it into us, allow our grail to fill up so that it overflows, and as it overflows, we give to those around us. And we sometimes forget the receiving part of allowing ourselves to be filled up, because we live under the impression that that's selfish or that that's wrong. But really, all of this time is about learning balance, balance of giving and receiving, balance of love and fear, so that it can be neutralized and you can move your consciousness to another level. And so everything is about balance. If you've read the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi, that very much addresses bringing balance to discord and hatred, to love and hope and joy. And so this is really what today is all about. Today, the 10-10-2017 and 2017 adds up to 10 as well. You very much have this 1-0-1-0-1-0. 1-1-1 equals 3. And so you have the master number in there. And so for us, that means, once again, going within ourselves and looking at our own inner duality and looking at those aspects within us that are battling, that are fighting against each other, that aren't really evened out. So we are continuously working in this 10-year, 2017, to transform and transmute any imbalances in our life. And often we get stuck in looking too much outside of ourselves. And so the masters and the angels remind us to come back to ourselves, to go within, to go into our hearts, and to not let one part overrule the other. It's not mind without heart, but it's also not heart without mind. So there has to be a balance within all of that. And tonight, I don't know which master will come through. I think it's going to be Saint Germain, because his focus is alchemy, transformation through bringing opposing forces together, bringing them into a form of balance so that they can merge and become something new. And that's what we are also doing in our own lives. And the only way to achieve balance is through peace. I had something really funny happening to me, and I feel guided to share that with everyone, because it really talks so much of these times. A real special friend in my life gave me these amazing oracle cards called Angel Prayers. And in there is one card in particular that says, "Don't hate, meditate." Now, hate, of course, is a very, very strong word, or you can take it in a wrong way. But, you know, often, especially for those of us who don't like the cold winter months, we hate the cold, we hate the political situation, we hate the weather, we hate this, we hate that, we hate our job, we hate, you know, it's so easy to go into this word hate. You know, I hate this, I hate that. Even if you don't use the word hate, even if you use just the word don't like this, don't like that, it creates resistance. And I really like this card, because it really reminds me that through meditation, I connect myself with my divine I Am presence. And I let go of control, and let go of all this resistance that's there, and resistance is based on fear, because I allow myself through the stillness to be touched by my divine I Am presence. And often that also means in your day-to-day life, because we can't sit, obviously, all day long in meditation, to just slow down, to not immediately react, to just observe and then settle in the alignment with your divine I Am presence. And you'd be surprised to make some very different choices than the choices you would make if you just react. So this morning I was shoveling the cards, and I thought for sure I would pick up don't hate, meditate, because that's kind of the energy that's been surrounding me for the last couple of weeks. This balancing act that I'm doing between picking up on the global energies, picking up on the frustrations of some of the people around me, getting pulled into that, and then myself becoming upset or angry or whatnot. But what I put instead was the card telling me that the angels would help me with some healthy choices. Now, granted that I can really use that too, because I've been eating way too much chocolate lately to just keep me going. So I thought, you know, healthy choices is probably a good idea. You know, drinking more smoothies that are based on some fruits and greens and whatnot. Well, suddenly I noticed that one of the cards was chipped. And I'm like, oh my God, which card could possibly be chipped? So I pulled it out of the deck, turned it around, and lo and behold, it was the card, Don't Hate, Meditate. So I think this is not just a message for me. I think this might even be a message for all of us or all of you who are listening, because it's so easy to get frustrated with outer circumstances and to get thrown out of your center and fear being triggered, because we're all so connected and all of us have continuously been walking on this path of enlightenment and through that become more sensitive. And as we become more sensitive, we get more affected by everything around us. So in that is really the call out to find a way to meditate. Now, I know that not everybody has time or even the ability to sit down quietly. There are many different forms and ways to meditate. And the key is to find the one that works for you. Don't let someone tell you that there's only one way to meditate, or if you don't do it like this, then you're wrong. Your inner self actually will tell you how you best nurture yourself through meditation. Like for my mom, it's working with plants and being outside among her flowers in the flower bed. That's when she meditates. That's when she fills up her cup. For someone else, it might be going on the racetrack and just running for 2 or 3 or 5 miles. And that is very nurturing for them and very much meditative. The rhythm, the in-breath and out-breath as you run, so physical things. So what I'm inviting you to do is in the next few days is to consider how can you meditate effectively on a daily basis, even in your job. What can help you to just for a few minutes to stop and to connect back with your divine I Am presence, with your higher self, and to allow yourself to just rest in that loving embrace. The willingness to not have to know, the willingness to let something greater than you know and guide and direct you. And it might feel like an effort. It might even feel like it's impossible because there are so many demands on you. But really, the outer is a reflection of your inner self. Often we use the busyness around us to run away from a part of ourselves, to run away maybe from the pain that we feel, the discomfort, whatever it is. So I invite you, instead of running away from your own self, to start with simple sentences or mantras that remind you that you're not being judged. You are the one judging yourself. Nobody really judges you. To love yourself just the way you are. Again, that sounds like such a big deal. How can I love myself if I have this and that problem, whatnot? Just for 1 minute, allow yourself to love all parts of you. The good and the ugly, the bad, whatever it is, just love all of it. And just be willing to commit just 1 minute a day to loving all of it. And then maybe make it 2 minutes, 1 minute in the morning, 1 minute at night. And just build on that. And as you take that time to love yourself, and you know, and you think that, oh, I'm so advanced, I do this and I do that, and I do so many readings, and I'm so wise, you know, sometimes we forget the simplicity of things. We overthink it. We overdo it. We create all these environmental support of incense and candles and this and that. Sometimes it's as simple as just looking at a beautiful flower or looking at a leaf and looking at the details of a beautiful colored leaf. Up in the northern hemisphere, we have autumn, to look at a beautiful red or orange leaf or yellow leaf, look at the color by nature and just use your in-breath and out-breath to breathe that color in and to allow yourself to feel something else than what you've been feeling over and over again by listening to the horrible news, by seeing all the destruction, by seeing one case after another of either people dying early or being sick or whatnot. There's so much out there that makes us feel that life is hopeless. But take just 1 minute to focus on something else, and you'd be amazed what it triggers in you. It's reprogramming yourself to focus on something else, even for just a short moment. And so when we are on a 10-10-10 gateway, we are being truly presented with our own inner duality. And so as Mark is going to give you the Diksha and Mike is going to play the opening piece, what I invite you to do is close your eyes, take a couple of deep breaths, and allow yourself to not battle this duality, because there is a battle raging in us. And if you claim that it's not happening to you, then there's a certain level of dishonesty, because you're an aspect of God, source, creator, all that is. You're also an aspect of this earth. So you're taking on some of that earth's karma. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here at this time on earth. So to separate yourself from that by saying, I'm perfect and everybody else is just going through drama, isn't really looking at your true self. So be willing to admit to yourself, yes, there is a little bit of a battle going on. There is that emotional war raging inside of me that I try to push down. I try to be above it, but it's there. So instead of judging it or fighting it, just let it bubble up, because it is the polarity that is experienced the moment that you become form, the moment that you become matter. You are in a way in a dual world, because there's now form and then there's formlessness. So you automatically are in a dual state of existence, and to deny yourself that would simply be not fair and not being true to your own self. And the only way that we can reach, and we all desire ascension, we all desire to expand our consciousness, is through the willingness to make peace with all aspects of ourselves. Because if we are in peace with all aspects of ourselves, then we no longer can be triggered by someone outside of ourselves. It is only them or the situation reminding you of what you actually believe to be true about yourself, and that's hurting you, that it can create any form of an emotional imbalance. So be in that duality right now. See the truth and the untruth, the light and the darkness is in you. Even if you don't see it, just allow yourself to feel it, allow it to come up. And then as you're listening to the music, all I want you to do is call on your divine I Am presence, call on the Christed part of yourself, call on the Buddhic part of yourself, whatever you work with. This is not about religion. This is not about Christ over Buddha, over Allah, over this, over that. But call the highest, most integrated part of yourself that you feel the closest connected to. If you call it the universal force of all that is, call it into you. Know that its true essence is absolute agape love. Not unconditional love. It's a love that just is. It is the key to integration. Call it in as the music plays and just breathe it in and breathe it out. And as you do that, the music will touch you, the Diksha will touch you, and then afterwards, whoever of the masters is going to come through will come through. Now, at around 9 o'clock, we usually are done, and then we take callers. And you can call the number that then when it's around 9 o'clock, and I'm trying to find the number, unless you have it handy. Mark, do you have it handy? I don't know. Mark, he's already in Diksha mode.
646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663.
But that really won't happen. Thank you, Mark. That really won't happen until around 9 o'clock. And you will see when the journey is kind of coming to an end, then Saint Germain will announce if anybody, wherever it is at that time, if anybody has a question, they can call in. So I just don't want you to be on the phone for 45 minutes thinking that it's going to be any sooner. It's usually not sooner. And Mark probably will then announce the phone number one more time. So close your eyes, take a couple of in-breaths and out-breaths, focus on that higher aspect of you and bring it in as a form of love, as a form of integration, letting it fill all aspects of you up. And don't deny yourself that there are dual aspects within you. Just invite them to all come together in that all-encompassing, pure love that is accepting of everything, especially you. So close your eyes, breathe in and out deeply, and then let yourself receive that incredible love that's coming in right now for you. And we'll start now.
Thank you.
Greetings, my dear friends and fellow light workers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I'm with you at this time of continued awakening. And today marks such a time of awakening, a doorway to greater consciousness. May I remind you that your path of enlightenment is about death and rebirth. You are the initiates that bring forth the necessary energy, the necessary effort to bring about a global consciousness change. And your life is not simply about your own life. You've chosen to come to Earth to support Earth in her ascension process. Some of you tend to forget that. You focus too much on your own personal life and the pains and aches and the obstacles that you seem to be facing. And even though we have compassion with that, we understand that. I invite you very much to take this opportunity, to take this time to rise above your own personal issues, to rise above the limitations of your humanness, and connect with your divine I Am Presence to recognize that there truly is a purpose in everything that is happening to you, as small and as unimportant as it seems to be. There absolutely is no accident. There is no accident when you meet someone on the street. There's no accident that you work where you work. There is no accident that you were born into the family that you were born into. There is no accident that you live where you live at this time. If you would only stop fighting so much against your outer circumstances and go deep within your own inner self, to recognize that all that fighting, all those obstacles that create hardship for you, only trigger your fear of either failing or not being good enough, or feeling that you're left behind, that you're unsupported. Whatever it triggers in you, it is only an illusion. You're not failing. You're not alone. You're very much loved. And it is for you to allow yourself to connect once again your human self with your spiritual self in a way that is based on trust and faith. We understand that these times right now are very, very challenging for all of you, without any exceptions. And we also understand that there are moments that you will fear absolute hopelessness. And there are moments where you fear that you don't belong and that you are not meant to live in the circumstances you're living in. But I, with all my love, ask you to have a little bit more trust and faith by you focusing on your lack, that you are creating discomfort and more lack. If you simply allow yourself to relax a little bit more, to not take everything so very serious, to recognize that this is simply the journey of ascension you're going through, that there's a gateway that is held in place by the ones and the zeros, that is held in place by light and darkness, love and fear. And it is through your willingness to ignite within your own self the power of the love and the light within, to reach up beyond the veil and to connect with your own divine self over and over again, will allow not only for you to shift yourself to a different form of existence, but you're treading a path that others then can follow too. Key in all of this is to focus on your passion. We know that society has often tried to talk you out of your passion, religion, society, maybe even your family, out of fear that passion is not something that can be controlled. But the whole idea of what it is you're going through is about letting go of control to something greater than you, with you and through you. Now, being human means that you will come face to face this duality. You will come face to face this moments of love and joy and moments of darkness and fear and discord. The question is, what will help you through the dark night of the soul? What will help you through the moments where it seems to be that you're disconnected? And the only answer that we found as Ascended Masters for ourselves is a sense of passion that is so strong that no matter what is happening around you, will not diminish the force that is within you that will continue to propel you forward no matter what is trying to slow you down. So it is for you to identify what you're most passionate about. And I invite you to keep it simple. Your mind will create quite a story for you, but your heart will keep it simple. And the simplicity is the answer. And then translate this passion into just one or two sentences that you can tell yourself at times of controversy, at times of fear, at times of discord. These few power sentences that remind you of why you are in this body at this time on earth, whether that is to be a great musician because you're so passionate about music, whether that is to be a great healer because you're so passionate about bringing healing to the world, whether it is to be passionate about being a therapist, being an IT person, being a painter, being a teacher at a school because he is so passionate about helping children to walk on a new path. Whatever it is, go to the core of your deepest love, deepest desire that is fueled by all your passion, and it will carry you through everything. Now, we have this 10-10-10 gate that you're being prepared to walk through tonight. And what it is you being willing to step across the threshold through a portal into the unknown. And there's purpose with me stating you will step into the unknown. Because so often do you want to know. You want to know where this path will be leading you. You want to know why you're doing what you're doing. But there comes a time for every initiate, for every disciple of love and light, where it is no longer about knowing, where it is about being, where it is about being true to your inner calling, where it is about being true to that voice that speaks to you when you listen. That is about being true to that what you truly love. And so at this time, take a couple of deep breaths and slow yourself down, slow your mind down, slow your whole inner system down. Ascension is not a race. There is no finish line to reach. The truth is within yourself, you are already complete. So if anything, ascension is a form of remembering who you are. It is a form of awakening to your true self. It is a form of letting go of a skin that no longer serves you, an outer shell that has outlived its purpose, so that a new you can step out of the cocoon of transformation, so that out of a caterpillar, you become this beautiful butterfly. So take a few deep breaths. Go within. And with every in-breath, open yourself up further to the knowing that you don't know. To the knowing that everything is possible, that you are a vast being, that you are so much more, and in that so much more, at this moment, be willing to release the knowing. Just be willing right now, with the in-breath to expand, and with the out-breath to let go of the need to know, to let go of the knowing. Breathe in. Feel yourself not only expand, but feel yourself letting go of layers and layers of your old self. And as you breathe out the need to control this path. Breathe out the need to know where it's taking you. Breathe out any form of perceptions that have been holding you limited. Be willing to be free of perceptions. Be willing to look beyond that what is shown to you and recognize the divinity is in everything. Be willing to look at the abyss that is holding you from reaching up into your God self. That it is, in a way, the fool that will cross the abyss effortlessly, because the fool does not see an abyss. The fool does not see the dangers of the darkness. The fool simply is open at every moment to what presents itself to the fool, and then celebrate the moment. So be willing to become the fool. Be willing, innocent self, that sees the world anew, that sees your work situation, your relationship situation anew. Let go of all attachments, attachment to the outcome, attachment to the past that has defined you at the present moment. And in this moment, let your inner self that is one, all that is, pick you up. And through your likeness that you've become by letting go of the need to know, letting go of control, letting go of all preconceived ideas, your divine self can now pick you up and raise you towards the portal of higher consciousness, higher awareness, a higher sense of self. If you purposely call it a sense of self instead of a knowing of self, I know that we've always talked about know thyself. But in a way, it is a paradox, because at some point, knowing thyself limits you to what you can become. because as you know thyself, there is that moment where you use that knowing to define yourself, and it creates boundaries and limits. So in your willingness to let go of the knowing of self, you become anything and everything. You become all possibilities. You become your liberated self. And as you allow that oneness part of you to pick you up and to carry you across the threshold, carry you through the portal of illumination into the vastness of what you can become, feel this in yourself, passion, the tug of your heart. You've been walking on this path. You've been facing all aspects of yourself over and over again, because there is a driving force that is keeping you going. And as you open yourself up to that new self of you, call on that driving force. Let it present itself to you now. Let it show itself to you in a new way, in a way that makes it easier for you to see it for what it is, to accept it. And if the driving force has been fear up to this point, then I ask you to look deeper, because there's another driving force that is not running on fear, that is running on your true God self. Passion will not run on fear. Passion runs on love. And so there is the driving force out of a deep sense of love that will keep you going no matter what. The key is to let go and to step through that portal of enlightenment, to raise yourself up, and to look at your own human self from this higher vantage point, upon your human self. Look upon your life. You will find that there is a silver lining that connects all the dots. What is that silver lining? What connects all the dots? What has kept you going when you saw that it really wasn't possible to go much further? Take another deep breath. Let yourself expand even further. Let go a little further of your human and physical self. Just like a beautiful flower, just like the lotus flower grows out of the mud, is in you the flower of passion is growing now too. It's beginning to blossom and raisin in colors you didn't think possible. But it is exactly this flower come aware of. He wants you to behold the true force of integration, because in that passion is the deepest and purest love that you can ever feel. It is love that comes from your divine self, through your soul, into your human self. That is the reason why the sacral chakra is known as the seat of the soul. That passion is an extension of the essence of your soul. It is pure love that makes it grow and blossom. So let it grow within you. Because in these times right now, when there's so much division and so much fear and so much hatred, it is upon you to uphold the flower of love in the mantle of passion, to continue to uphold the vibration of love and light, no matter what the outer circumstances are. This is not a time to lose hope. This is not a time to turn away from your spiritual path. Time to throw in the towel. This is the time to walk your talk, to stand tall, to be the teacher, the guide, the healer, the artist that you're meant to be, and to stop hiding behind some story that you created to make yourself feel comfortable in your separation. You would not listen or be part of this radio show if there isn't a higher calling for you, positioned at a place that you have the power to make a difference through the love that you carry within you. But it cannot be forced. This love, this passion, is asking you to allow it to express itself. To not force it forward. To not create a form or a structure for it. To let it show you its form any moment in time. It is a passion that can stop other people, other situations, from losing hope, from crumbling. Your fire is needed. The fire of your passion. There's much hurt out there. There's much despair out there. There are many who have lost everything. There's the appearance that what is up is down, and what is down is up. But you are a bridge between heaven and earth. You are the alchemist, and your passion is the power of integration. Your passion is what can make out of lead gold. Your passion, your love, your true divine essence. So ignite that fire within you again. Let it burn bright. Let it burn away all the illusion that has kept you in shackles of the past, that has kept you limited in some form or way. Let this fire be your force. Fire is a symbol for spirit. You might feel it inappropriate to talk about fire in the face of what is going on in California, but the truth is, pay attention. Pay attention to what's going on. Pay attention to the storms that are also a reflection of your own inner storms. Pay attention to the fire that wants you to release what no longer serves you. Pay attention to the power of the elements that is calling out to all of you to wake up, to attune yourself to Mother Nature instead of fighting her. To become one with her, so as you are one with her, and as you're deeply rooted in the heart of Gaia, you can reach out beyond this solar system, beyond this galaxy, into realms far vaster than your human self. And so reaching out far and beyond, you can bring back a form of consciousness and illumination that brings much healing to your own self, as well as all those that you come in contact with. Never underestimate the role you play. Never underestimate the importance of keeping that fire alive within you. It is what we consider your greatest responsibility. All of you have heard of the sacred flames, sometimes referred to as the seven sacred flames, even though they are more than seven. You, in your own unique way, are a sacred flame, are a sacred tone, a sacred fragrance, a sacred aspect of God's source creator, all that is. It is that sacredness that we want you to nurture again, that we want you to acknowledge through knowing that it's there, but through feeling that it's there. So allowing yourself to feel in the stillness of yourself the truth of who you are every moment that you've come here to earth. There's a truth that is moving you forward. There's a love that is moving you forward. And there's a power that is moving you forward. The waking within you, the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness. It is awakening within you the sacredness of who you are. You are the temple of the divine. Honor it and take care of it accordingly. Now, at this point, raise yourself up even further into the divine heart of the cosmic universal mother. We want you to purposely connect with the divine feminine at this time, as she is the one who is giving birth to the new consciousness, to the new you, to the new Gaia. So enter the loving embrace of the universal mother, yourself be nurtured and loved in her embrace as she is giving you a gift at this time. And while you receive this gift and while you're being nurtured right now in the loving embrace of Gaia, I would like for you, Mark, to give another deep shot to support this process, and for you, Mike, to play another piece of music. Thank you. Now bring your consciousness back towards your physical self. And allow yourself to enter back into your body through your crown. And feel your connection to the earth through your feet. But acknowledge very much that beautiful flower blossomed within your sacred chakra. It is a flower symbolizing your passion. And I invite you very much to ponder upon your passion. It is the key to your path going forward in a harmonious and peaceful way. Because no one will be able to touch that passion, that true force that is moving you forward on your path. But equally recognize the necessity for inner stillness, the willingness to let go of knowing, so that the higher knowing of your divine I Am presence can come through and infuse you and guide and direct you unfiltered and in a way that can bring more change, more transformation in a peaceful and harmonious way to you. Recognize that 1-0 is a key acceptance of you being form, originating from formlessness. It is through the form that you learn what your divine self is all about. Celebrate duality as an opportunity to reintegrate it into oneness through the power of love, and by doing so, allowing yourself to take it up an octave in your consciousness level. Now that I am with you always, and my love is with you, and I'm here to guide you along your path of continued awakening and transformation. And remember, this is a path that you're not just doing for yourself, but you're doing this for Gaia, and you're doing this for all of humanity. Now, if there's anyone at this time that would like to ask me any questions, you certainly can call in. Mark, would you like to give out the number one more time, please?
Yes. If you'd like to call in, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Nisa, you are on.
Yes. Thank you.
Greetings, Nisa. How can I be of assistance to you tonight?
Greetings. Thanks for taking my call and doing the radio show. I would like to know where you see, do you see me changing jobs soon, switching over?
I know that you're desiring to change jobs. I know that the environment that you find yourself in is simply not giving you a sense of peace or comfort that you're yearning for. But before you move on, there has to be a sense of acceptance within you. And you've not accepted yourself. And so the environment you're in is a reflection of the inner battle that you often feel yourself through you being very hard on yourself. You put your standards up very high, and that creates a certain level of loneliness within your own self and within your life. So I invite you very much in the next few weeks to take the time to release momentarily those standards for yourself and to simply find ways to celebrate life. To forget about finding a new job, to forget about all the difficulties you've been experiencing, but to celebrate life even create an altar dedicated to life. And you would see that the outer starts to change too. And as the outer changes, new opportunities will be given to you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense. But I think for me to be like content over there, I would like to bring my dog. And there's been some confusion.
In due time. This is about your own inner process. Stop focusing so much on what you don't have. And just for the next 2 weeks, focus on what you do have. And that will shift your energy to draw upon opportunities and ways to you that right now are simply not available because of where you're at right now. It is all a matter of frequency. It is all a matter of...
Yes, but I'm saying I would like to bring my dog to work with me, and I can do that with as a service dog. Do you see, is that a good idea?
Some point, yes. Not for right now. No. Right now it would distract from some of the things you're going through. Not right now. Down the road, yes.
Okay. Yes, I do understand. And I am having a hard time for some reason, and I don't really understand it all, because at one moment I'm happy, and then when I'm coming home, I feel miserable. I'm unhappy. I don't understand.
And that is the battle we are talking about. And so if you need to re-listen to tonight's recording, in there, it discusses that battle that is going on for all of you right now. It is part of what Gaia is going through. It is part of the duality. It's part of the one and the zeros. And the idea is to ignite that passion within you to then help you through the fire that is burning within you to burn away the discomfort of the duality by integrating it back into balance and harmony. So I invite you very much to listen again to the message that I brought through, and you will find some of the answers, if you follow that guidance, will help you. Thank you very much for calling in. Blessings to you. And it is so.
Thank you.
Anybody else, Mark?
Yes, Tony, you're on.
Hi, how are you? Good evening.
Greetings, Tony. I'm doing well. How are you doing, my dear?
I'm fine. I would like a general, see what you see for me.
I'm sorry, what is your question?
I would like to see more a general as far as either my love life or my work.
You are calling in for a general message from me.
Yes. Well, if there's anything for me, yes.
My dear, you have great potential. And yet you don't see the potential within yourself. Shift your focus from seeing the lack in your life to seeing what you do have in your life. And by doing that, things are going to change for you. If you stay in that frequency of feeling that you need something else to make you happy, it will simply create that you are going to not find it, because it creates that concept of never having enough. So I invite you, similar to the one who called before, to take time for the next few weeks to celebrate what you do have. And then things are going to change. Your focus is too much on lack instead of the abundance that is within you. And I understand it is sometimes difficult with the challenges of life and the pressure that is on you to move beyond that thought pattern. But it is important for you to do that, otherwise you're simply going to attract similar situations that haven't really made you happy at this point. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does.
Remember, you are not a victim. You are a co-creator. And for you to create that life that brings you happiness, it is important for you to focus on the divinity that is at the core of everything so that it can release the discord that is holding you in that experience of limitation.
Okay.
Think about that.
Basically focus on what I already have.
Yes. And build on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Shift your focus. Don't focus so much on what you don't have, but focus on what it is that brings love to you, brings joy to you, and build on that. And don't tell me that there isn't something, because there is quite a bit. Just shift your perception. Blessings to you, my dear.
Okay.
And it is so.
All right. You are all set.
Wonderful. Now, before we end, I'm going to step away, but I would like at this time for Brigida to read the prayer of St. Francis to all of you. So thank you. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mike. But before you play the closing music, Mike, let Brigida just read the prayer of St. Francis. Blessings to all of you, and it is so. I am St. Germain, and it is my honor to be with all of you. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. And where there's sadness, joy. Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. And it is so. Amen.
Such a great show. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Brigida.
Thank you all. Thank you for tonight. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mike. And hopefully connect us all of you again in another month.
Sounds good.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Peace out. Love you all. Good night.